to the Gym Boss Podcast. I'm Jimmy Halley, I'm your host as always, and I might be suffering, potentially suffering from a small case of the Rona, but who cares? We are live now and we are going, and if you missed the introduction, which I think might have happened because I'm on Facebook and it's all different, it looks all weird now, but this is the Gym Boss Podcast. I'm Jimmy Halley and I'm your host as always, and in this episode we're talking about it's actually taken from a book that I'm reading at the moment. I'll tell you what that book is in a moment because I think it's a great read. You should all read it. But it's about how you can fail your way to success and how we shouldn't take this success, the failures so personally and let it ruin us, because it's just a part of what happens. So before I even dive into that, and if you're a gym owner and you want help in the new year, this is January the 4th. Currently of recording this, and if you want help in the new year of us bringing you new clients to your gym guaranteed, then simply go to iwantgymleads.com, follow the steps over there, and then we can have a quick chat to see if what we do is even going to be the right thing for you, which is not the right thing for everybody, but that's why we have the chat. Right, so that, and that website is iwantgymleads.com. So moving on to this. This is a book that I'm reading at the moment called The Psychology of Money by a guy called, let me see, Morgan somebody. It is by Morgan Housel, Housel, H-O-U-S-E-L. It's a pretty good book. I'm like 35% of the way through or so at the moment. And it's so far, it's so good. But there's been some, there was a great chapter here. And I want to read you out a few pointers, a few points, highlighted sections here that I think is fantastic for business, for us in our gyms here. So let me see here. So it's the, they starts off talking about index funds, like stocks and things like that. And they're saying like 70% of the time they've got duds. Like an index fund has a whole collection of maybe, you know, couple to like thousands of different stocks all within it, and then it performs as one, right? Performs as one whole conglomerate of things together. And usually 70% or more of those are duds. There's only like a handful of them that are like absolute superstars that bring it all up and give it that, like, you know, modest returns and give it good returns. And that's what they're saying. You can fail your way to success. You can have 70% losers in there and still have, like, you know, 5% superstars, another, you know, 25% that are okay, and you still do all right. And that same philosophy applies to us in business. Not every single thing has to be an absolute home run. And as you know, being in business for long enough, if for any period of time, if you have been, you will know that not everything you do is a home run, and that's okay. And you're still here. You're still alive. You're still kicking. And you do have a few things that do really well. And it's, let me read this part here. So, it was a great quote here by Napoleon, and his definition of military genius was the man who can do the average thing when all those around him are going crazy. So that's his definition of military genius. And that's the same as in business and investing or whatever it is you want to do. So when all hell is breaking loose, AKA the last 2 years, if you can continue to do the average thing, which is in business, is can we still generate leads? Can we still get a new clients walking through the door? Can we still conduct the sales appointments, and can we sign them up? And can we deliver good training sessions if your gym is not in lockdown, which most gyms are not anymore? So, and if you can continue to do those things while people are still freaking out, then you're doing okay. Like, you've still survived. If your business is still here, you survived. And things are looking up, on the up. So continue to just keep doing the same stuff. And you should be all right. So when you accept, this is what they call tails, like a tail of failures. Like, and people only see like that tail end of all those failures where they see the win, right? And people only look at the win and they don't see the absolute like boneyard of dead bodies of failures behind them. They don't look at that, which we should. We should look at that, because that's where a lot of the clues are. And so if you're a good business leader, maybe half of your product and strategy ideas will work. This is a direct quote from the book. So I believe that to be true. Not every single marketing campaign you run is going to be a winner. Not every single sales appointment you have is going to close the deal. Not every single training session you deliver is going to be world class as much as you would love it. Maybe you know, there's all sorts of factors that come into it, right? And so think of it like a comedian. They use the example here, Chris Rock. You see, he's got flawless, or any comedian, right, that you see that has a Netflix special. They do something that's amazing. It's hilarious, joke after joke for an hour straight of just everything all joining it together. Opens great, closes great, everything all ties together. But what most comedians do, and what Chris Rock has done here in this example, he would do about 40 or 50 shows getting ready for the tour, and the shows would be done in this little dingy underground comedy bar, right? And he was once asked if he missed that. So there was and he said no, because when I start a tour, it's not like I start out in arenas. Before this last tour, I performed in places in, you know, wherever it's called, and it did about 40 or 50 shows getting ready for the tour. So he will literally, even halfway through those little underground shows, would say out loud, ah, that joke didn't go too good, and he'll cross that out. No, that one's not going to be in there. And he'd have his pages out in front of him, like just practicing and refining it. And that's what happens. So we don't need, we shouldn't get so caught up in the everything needs to be a winner right away. Of course, it would be amazing, but you're setting yourself up for mental breakdown if you think it's going to be a winner every time. You need to be optimistic, but also pessimistic simultaneously. So like, this is what we hope for, but if it doesn't, it's not going to financially ruin us. It's like, so you need to make decisions based on that. So it's not whether you're right or wrong that's important, but how much money you make when you're right and how much you lose when you're wrong. Let me say that again. It's not whether you're right or wrong that's important, but it's how much money you make when you're right, meaning can you maximize the upside with a great decision? And can you minimize the loss when you were wrong? So it says when how much you lose when you were wrong. So you can be wrong half the time and still make a fortune if you make the decisions correctly. And you don't get so emotionally and mentally caught up that something was wrong. Just mitigate the losses and risk and the downside. And so if it does flop or it doesn't go great, it's okay because it doesn't ruin you. But if it does, it's going to be amazing. It's going to absolutely change the game for you. And that's how I'm actually looking at it. This whole section here has been amazing for me personally and for what we'll be doing at the agency, not only for us, but for our clients. And it's a good mental model to look through. How can I mitigate losses, maximize upside? So if the upside does happen, it's amazing. And if the downside happens, it's not going to ruin the business. It's not going to crumble. We're going to still be here. We're still going to be fine. And then we can move on to the next one and keep going until we do hit that one that does hit the upside. That's the best way to look at making decisions. And that's how we're going to be making decisions in 2022. I'd love to hear your input on this too. So this has been a one-sided conversation here. So if you're on the treadmill, in the car, we're walking the dog, listening to this podcast, let me know. Like, I'm pretty active on Instagram. So at the Jimmy Halley, you can shoot and let me know what you think of the podcast, or you can email us or whatever. And if you're a gym owner listening to this and you want help with your advertising so you can maximize your upside and minimize your downside, then go over to our website, which is iwantgymleads.com. You can go over there. You can register your interest, and then we'll be in touch to walk you through our steps and our processes and show exactly how it all works so we can help you bring in more leads, more clients, and grow your business, give you more clients, which is giving you more money, which is ultimately giving you more peace of mind. So you can lay your head on that pillow at night. You know, you can rest a little easier knowing that, you know, things are being taken care of. So this is Jimmy. Peace. See you all in the next one.